Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Let's check out what's trending here on the Brett Mega Show. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. We know life is busy. Barely have time to take a shower, let alone scroll through the internet and file viral stories. I'll do that for you. I'll read a headline. It either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. Like some of the weirdest and most interesting gadgets that were revealed at this like gadget show that's in Vegas.
Ooh, okay.
Some of these are really cool. One of which I think you might be curious your response to it. It's color-changing fingernails. Ooh. It's like eye polish is behind them. They're press-on nails that change colors. They use a special device that you have to buy. But you can choose like 300 different shades. You put on the press-on nails.
Oh, my gosh.
And you want to change it to your outfit or your attire. Boom, you could do it.
That's so cool.
I
am so into that.
Starter kit is $95. 300 different shades. AI talking picture frames like Harry Potter. So, like, you could have a picture frame and then you walk by, like, can I be talking to you in your house? And things
weird.
Like that.
Wow.
AI powered hair clippers. Choose a hairstyle in the app, like, hey, I want a crew cut or I want a side part. And the blade automatically adjusts while
That's
you use
scary.
It so you can cut your own hair.
That is scary.
Isn't that crazy?
I did not think hairstylists would be on the chopping block for AI job loss.
Gaming headphones that read your mind. They scan your brain waves to track focus, reaction, speed, and cognitive load.
I've always been against games.
Lego smart bricks that light up and make different sounds depending on what you build. So you know Legos, you can build anything. So say it knows you're building a car, it'll make car engine sounds. If it knows you're building something else, it'll make those type of sounds.
That's crazy.
And a toilet that calls for help.
What?
I need one of those.
No, it's actually genius. It's something we don't think about for our senior citizens. If no one's used it in up to 8 hours, it'll call for help. So it's almost like those fall things or something weird that happened. So people are living alone. It recognizes like someone should be going to the bathroom within 8 hours and they could install it in people's homes.
Life Alert is like shaking in their boots. They didn't think of that.
Yeah, I thought it called for help like, okay, I need help. I'm stopped up. You know,
oh,
I'm
clogged.
Help, help.
Yeah, Kevin, that's what his use was for. But no, there's some really cool gadgets that are a game changer and we spent all our time on it, but those were really interesting.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, please, somebody, help me understand what the wedding etiquette is. If you stand up in someone's wedding, they ask you to be a bridesmaid, they ask you to be a groomsman, do you no longer have to get them a wedding gift? 855-444-MEGA. If you are a bridesmaid, do you still get the bride and groom a wedding gift on their wedding day? 855-444-6342. Hannah.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Might be the worst maid of honor and bridesmaid of all time now. I used to try to defend you. The maid of honor thing, when you were asked to be a maid of honor, mm-hmm. then they demoted you. And correct. I was like, that was on them. But then when you were a bridesmaid for one of your best friends, I found out you didn't get her a wedding gift.
Yeah. So I don't know if I'm right or if I'm wrong in this or what. I'm still new in this wedding scene, but for Christmas just now, I decided to gift Bestie Sid this like vinyl record. It had a picture of her and her husband on it and their first like dance song on this vinyl record.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That's really sweet.
And when I gave it to her, I didn't like really know like, okay, is this a wedding gift? Is this a Christmas gift? Is this a birthday gift?
Well, like, they're two different gifts. Which one was it?
I think I combined them all together. I don't really know.
Oh, I think she can.
No, you can't combine. So it's either a wedding gift or a Christmas gift.
See, what's confusing to me is I just don't understand if, really, I don't think that if I'm in a wedding, I should have to give a separate gift because I've already given other gifts through being a part of the wedding. Like
as a bridesmaid?
Yes, I've already bought other gifts like throughout the wedding process. So
like the every single party, time, all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I've bought like champagne bottles and whatever else I've bought.
Yeah, yeah.
And so in my brain, every time I've ever been in a wedding, I haven't separately for the wedding bought a gift. So when I just gave her this Christmas gift, I'm like, well, I guess it can count as a wedding gift then because I didn't get her something else separately.
And you're thinking you now need to get her a Christmas gift. See, I don't think you need to.
I think I'm a bundler is what I'm saying.
Kevin just proved my point in one little sentence. Now you got to get her a Christmas. The gift that you got them feels very wedding gifty.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think you didn't get her a Christmas gift because they're separate things. But when you were a bridesmaid, I don't really understand this concept. And this is really foreign to me. And rarely have I ever heard this. Is this true? If you are a bridesmaid, you don't get them a gift? I feel like they should give you the most meaningful gifts because you're the closest people. So that's what I assume.
I have throughout the wedding process is the way I think.
Oh, so your presence.
It's not like on wedding day?
It's yeah, not is me. Your present. Oh. Me being in your wedding is the gift. No, I'm like actually spending a lot of money and buying other presents throughout the process of their wedding. So I'm celebrating them getting married.
I'm totally with Hannah on this one.
Really?
As everybody knows, as we've talked about a million times, I was the maid of honor in both my best friends' weddings last year. And both of my best friends actually told me, like, you have done so much for the bachelor trip and for the wedding and all this stuff. Do not get me a gift. Like, they flat out were like, you don't stress about it.
Really?
Yes, they
really?
Told me that.
So that's like that. I feel like, does this feel new? Is this new?
Yeah, I think it is.
Because this seems like, I felt like whenever people stand up in the wedding, they want you to closest people. It doesn't have to have a monetary value. Like I
But there is. If you are in someone's wedding now, there is a monetary
value.
You're
dropping thousands of dollars.
Thousands.
No, what I'm meaning is like most people that go to a wedding usually leave a card with cash. Like that's like 95% of the gifts.
Or you can send it off the gift registry. Yeah.
Or a gift registry.
Yeah.
I don't think you, like what you got your friend is a great wedding gift. That's awesome. Like it could be something like that where it doesn't have to be like, I think the average wedding, you're supposed to cover your plate. And so nowadays, it might be like $100, $150 to like a plate. Like mm-hmm. they're expensive,
yeah.
And so you don't have to spend $150 if you're a bridesmaid, because you have spent a lot of money. But I assumed you would still do a heartfelt, thought out gift, or you're like, no, I've done this throughout the process. I'm flabbergasted. That's a thing.
I think you probably think differently because you're a guy and you probably have a different experience standing up in a wedding.
That's probably a good point,
perhaps.
Too,
yeah.
Because you do have to, like, buy a dress, go out, like, guys' bachelor
guys
parties.
Guys don't have to do as much to prepare
for a wedding.
No. Like all the girls and bridesmaids do.
Interesting point. Okay, if you recently got married or you were a bridesmaid, do you still have to get a wedding gift on the wedding day for if you stood up in a wedding? What's the rule? What's the social etiquette? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342 is what Hannah got her friend considered a wedding gift. And can we rope it into Christmas and all in one gift? I'm sorry, I didn't know this was a rule. If you were a bridesmaid at a wedding, Do you still have to get a wedding gift, or you're like, hey, being a bridesmaid, it's tough. Like, you got to get the dress, got to get the hair, the makeup, the nails. I've already spent so much money on your wedding day that that is your gift because, you know, it's expensive. Or are you off the hook for a gift? 855-444-MEGA. Hannah did not. We're kind of on the fence if she gave her bestie Sid a wedding gift or not because, you know, when did your bestie get married? When was the wedding?
October 25th.
Okay, it was end of October. So Christmas, she gets a very heartfelt, you know, gift that incorporates the wedding. It's like, ah, it's Christmas and wedding gift. Like, there's two separate things. And someone asked you to be a bridesmaid. You could say, nah, I'm cool. I just want to be at the wedding because I know bridesmaids are being expensive.
You really can't say that.
I know it's really. I do think it's hard to like say no to that.
Right.
But you can bring up the financial obligation. Like, well, I really want to stand up next to you, but there's a big financial obligation. But like, if you say yes, you locked into the contract, and that means the whole kit and caboodle, and that means a gift at the end too. I am shocked that so many people are saying, as like a bridesmaid, you don't give a gift. I thought there was social etiquette.
I think it might be changing. We just got a text that says, yes, I agree with Hannah. I started to not give a physical gift for how much economically I contributed to being in the wedding. Wedding showers, the time off work, etc. This only stands if I was a bridesmaid. It's rough out here, but friends would understand that.
I do think friends should understand it no matter what.
Right.
I do think it's interesting that we don't give gifts, and you're like considered one of the closest people. Sienna, do you feel like a bridesmaid should give a wedding gift?
I think it depends. I mean, I've been in 11 weddings.
All right, we got an expert.
Yeah,
experience.
Wow. This is a
All
veteran.
Right, break it down
a
for
lot
us.
Of gifts.
We've done it very differently. I've been in a lot of Indian weddings, and the bride honestly usually pays for most of the hair and makeup, not most, all the hair and makeup fees and the dress or the outfit
nice.
That you're going to wear. So then I obviously gave a gift. Whereas if it's like a non-Indian wedding and it's like any of my college, high school friends.
Us boring white people?
Yeah,
something like that. But either way, like they don't pay for like the dress or the hair and makeup, and I pay for that. But I still give something, but nothing astronomical or anything big, if that makes sense.
Because that's what I was pointing out.
Like, committing to a whole year of bachelorette parties and bridal showers and other activities. Like, so, yeah.
That was what I was trying to point out, that it doesn't have to match like the typical social etiquette as like cover your plate. And if it's $50 a plate, you got to give something that's $100. Like, I got a $100 bill on top of all of this. But I do think there should be a gift exchange between, and I also think the bride should get their bridesmaids, you know, a bridesmaid gift. I think it should be a gift exchange between the group. That's what I was under the impression. Well, thank you for bringing it down, you expert.
Yeah. I mean, even when for my own wedding, I paid for all the outfits and hair and makeup. And honestly, some of my bridesmaids still got me a gift, which it wasn't expected at all.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, that's
yeah,
just
those are right. Nice friends.
Did they have to pay for, did you pay for the dress, hair, makeup? What did you have to pay? What were you on the hook for?
Let me think. Yeah, I believe I paid for the dress, hair, and makeup, yes.
Okay, so maybe that makes a big difference. Kristen, you were a bridesmaid. Did you have to pay and get a gift?
No, so I was the matron of honor because I was already married at the time for both weddings. I didn't get them anything, just like Hannah, spending all the time on the bachelorette party, the bridal showers, the hair and makeup. I didn't get them anything. And then my weddings that I had myself, I didn't expect my bridesmaids to get me anything at all because they were doing the same for me.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. I guess I learned something. It's
new rule.
It's easier to be a bridesman than a groomsman. That's what I learned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Clearly.
That was just a given.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah. It's time to go.
Megamind.
Megamind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. 12% of people between the ages of 18 to 34 admits to using their phone where?
During meetings.
During meetings.
Ooh.
You think only 12%?
Well, like, no, I'm going to say, if I want to be more specific, in-person meetings. So your boss can see
right
you, like,
you.
Holding your phone under all the right. table, and it's awkward.
See, that's 18 to 34.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of college kids. I think they use their phone to get answers during tests.
Oh. That was me.
Okay, I feel like this is more than 12%, but I'm going to say on the toilet.
Maybe he's the closest.
What? I thought that'd be 98%.
After the break.
Okay.
I feel like very Ryan Seacrest. After the break. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. The fact that AB wants another guest, and I know for a fact AB has talked about doing this on the show.
I totally know what it is.
All right, we'll find out if you're right next.
Mega Minds.
All right, this Mega Mind got AB so interested. She's got multiple guesses.
Yeah.
See if you can figure it out yourself here on the Brett Mega Show. 12% of people between the ages of 18 and 34 admit to using their phone where? You wanted a second guess, AB.
Okay, so my first guess was on the toilet, but my second guess is going to be in the shower.
Correct.
Which I do.
Boom!
Yes.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
12% of people cannot take a shower without watching something? Is that what you're doing, watching something?
Watching something on Instagram. My boss has called me when I'm in there. Yeah.
You do like Zooms?
Apparently.
That's crazy.
I used to be a shower phone girl.
I don't think listening to music counts. I think watching something like that's, you can't get away from Instagram for like, how long does it take
We've
a shower?
We've talked about how long it takes me to wash my hair.
Yeah,
I'm
is,
in there for an hour.
Yeah, that is crazy too. It is the Brett Mega Show, and AB had a very interesting, most uncomfortable conversation run-in with a rude lady at the airport. What happened?
Yeah. So I land at LAX and I needed to find like the Uber Lyft pickup spot to take me to my hotel, and I could not find it for the life of me. So I was like, oh, I got to go ask a worker. I go up to a worker. I'm like, hey, do you know where the Uber Lyft pickup is? And she goes, yes, I do. Do you see that elevator over there? And she points to this elevator in the corner. So I look at the elevator and then she goes, look at me when I'm talking to you.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I immediately like snapped my head around and just like looked back at her. And
you
I was
listened?
Like, yeah, I was like, okay. Wow. And so she like proceeded to be like, these are like the four steps to get to the Uber Lyft spot. And I was like, okay. So then I walk over.
Good thing you looked at her and paid attention, took
your
notes.
Wow.
Took my notes. Yeah, stared straight at her as she was talking to me. So then I walked to the elevator she told me about, and it says it's out of service. And
oh,
I was like,
shoot.
So then I'm searching this whole floor for another elevator or stairs, and I can't find any. So I'm like, okay, I should just go back to the lady and tell her. And so I go back to the exact same lady. And this is all
there was
happening.
No other airport worker to ask?
Well, I was
why
like,
would
she already
you
go
knows?
Back to the bully?
Because I was like, she already knows where I'm trying to go. You know,
okay.
She must, you know, this will be the easiest way. So I go back to that same lady. I go, hi, the elevator is broken. Is there another way to get downstairs? And she goes, where are you trying to go? And I go, the Uber Lyft spot. And she goes, okay, do you see that elevator over there? And she does the entire spiel again.
Like a robot?
Like a robot.
Does she tell you to look at me when I'm like, talking to you again?
No, because I was looking her dead in the eye.
You learned that lesson.
Yes. And she gave me the whole spiel again. And I was like, okay, she doesn't understand what's going on. She doesn't even remember me from 5 minutes ago. And so I just had to figure it out on my own.
What is happening to those LAX workers?
Yeah.
It almost sounds like, you know, like you're on the call and those stupid, like, press 3 if you want to go. And you hit 3.
Yes.
And like, press 4. And like, I just hit 3. And you're like yelling at the phone and you're like, those automated workers.
Skip.
Yeah. Like, I hit the button I wanted. And they're like, can I talk to an operator, please? And you're like, want to throw your phone down? That's what you experienced in real life. You met
I did.
A
and now my
life.
Friends all keep making fun of me and I'll be talking to them and they'll be like, look at me when I'm talking to you.
Yeah, look at me when I'm talking to you.
That is a crazy thing to say.
I know.
To a stranger.